Yeah, best of results. Performance was good. You know, difficult place, Exeter, who have been doing well of late, got some good players, but, you know, disappointed that we didn't get the 3 points. Summed a little bit up with regards to refereeing performances this year against us, where, having looked at the DVD, you know, I'm convinced that we had 2 stonewall penalties. They've had a shout in the 88th minute and got it given, so, you know, a little bit more luck there. We could have easily won the game. You know, fourth second half, we were on top. We got the goal at a good time, and you're hoping that you can go on and get the 3 points, but, you know, it was important to bounce back. Performance-wise, I say, was okay. All the things that we wanted with regards to attitude and determination and commitments was there in abundance, and unfortunately we couldn't hold out for the 3 points. You know, we take the points and we'll move on to the next game.
How do you feel to be so close to the end of the season? Are you pleased it's almost over?
I'm looking forward to a break, I've got to be honest. You know, it's been a difficult season for one reason or another, but knowing the way I am, as soon as I have a couple of days or a week, I'll be itching to get back. So, you know, it has been a long, hard slog this season. It's been the hardest season I've had as a manager, as I say, for quite a few different reasons. All our energies have got to go into Saturday's game, do our utmost to win this game and finish on a positive, try and get some sort of rest. But, you know, we've got to start building a squad for next season and putting things in place with regards to pre-season and things like that. So it'll, you know, couple of days will probably do me just right, and then I'll be back at it.
It was also promising at the start of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a promising start. We've always started well. A couple of seasons we've been up by, well, at the top of the table. But, you know, history tells you that we tear off after January. Now, I've got a couple of opinions on that, you know, which I'm not going to go into detail. That's for me to discuss with the right people. It's been difficult. Second half of the season, this season has been exactly the same. It was, you know, I think we were 4 or 5 points outside the playoffs when we beat Yeovil. Similar to the year before as well. Last year we finished quite strongly because we got a couple of wins towards the end, which pushed us into the top half of the table. But this season has been very much different. You know, we've been poor. Results have been poor after such a promising start. With, you know, it highs everyone's expectations. I think that's what's killed us more so. That, you know, when you're on a good run and you're doing well, everything's going well. But as quick as you can get on a good run, you can get on a bad run, and we've been on a bad run in the second half of the season. And ultimately, it's cost us because of the results that we've had in the position in the league that we're in. So it's very disappointing. Got a couple of things in my mind that need to be addressed with regards to how we can stop it happening in the future.
So what are your priorities over the summer?
Well, rest for a couple of days. You know, spend some time with my family. You know, I sacrifice a lot. You know, got 2 young children that I don't see much of. And, you know, putting everything in place, making sure that the pre-season set up again. We don't go too far away from what we've done every pre-season with regards to the amount of games, with regards to the minutes that the players will play. With regards to the training load, the days that we're working, you know, that's a winning formula. We've got that blob on. Everyone always mentions how well we do at the start of the season, you know, so we won't go too far away from that. But we'll be putting pre-season in place, and obviously players will leave the club, some that will want to leave, some that we don't want to leave, but that's football, they'll move on. And we've got to build another squad for next season, which, you know, can compete at this level.
You obviously know who you want to retain now.
Yeah, of course, yeah, yeah. But, you know, there's ongoing meetings, and what will be in the next week or two, because, you know, there is players that we do want to keep. We'll move on, you know, and you can't stand in the way, because after having a good season with us, they'll probably see the future may lay elsewhere, whether they can move up a level or whether they can, you know, get better financial gains somewhere else or whatever, you know, better facilities, what, I don't know. You know, that's life, it's football. You can't do nothing, stand in people's way, you can't do nothing about it. If they see the future elsewhere, they'll move on with our best wishes, and, you know, we'll try and keep the ones that we want to keep. There's lots of sort outs over the next couple of weeks.
It's York this weekend. They've had a shocking season. You must be optimistic.
I'm optimistic every week, yeah. York, although they're down, you know, having a look over the clips of them over the last few weeks, they've got good players. You know, it's quite surprising. They've got good blend. They've got good loan players in Alexander and Bennett. They've got good experience in Summerfield and Penn and Winfield. They've got a young lad on loan from Middlesbrough, Fuster, who's scoring a few, and Gilbrave seems to be doing okay. And you look at them and think you can't believe it's a side that's got relegated. But I've said all along, all season, that it's a very tough league too. Good players at every club, and anyone's capable of beating anyone else, so we'll give them the respect that they deserve. But we're at home, they're going down, they've obviously got that hanging over them, we're staying up. You know, we've got a couple of injury problems and that, but whatever team goes out, we'll be fully focused, ready to go, and hopefully finish the season on a positive note. That's what we're all trying to do, and hopefully that'll be the case come quarter five on Saturday night.
And team news this weekend?
We've got a few at the minute, to be honest. You know, Bealey's been struggling with a thigh. Barkhuizen's had a heel injury. Andy Parrish broke his nose last weekend at Exeter. Luke Collins got a nasty gash in his leg and required stitches. He won't play. We've had a bit of illness. Ryan Edwards had tonsillitis last weekend. So there's quite a few at the minute. Doug Dale's still struggling a little bit with his foot injury that he's had, but he's been getting through it. I think it was one of the smaller squads that we had at training on Tuesday with regards to injury and illness. But hopefully we'll get a few more right and I'm ready to go on Saturday because we're going to need the squad to, you know, in order to win the game.